You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Our wonderful guest Viewmaster this week is no stranger to the airwaves or to the television waves. I don't think the television has waves. We've got Latia Tuibrulevu in the studio this morning. Kia ora, Latia. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's so nice to have you in here to talk TV. And a TV show that I know you are especially passionate about. Mm-hmm. I think I see you posting the most about this on Twitter of anybody I know, which I think is an indicator you're the right person to tell us about Barry.
Yes.
Yeah. What is Barry?
I feel like I don't want to be exposing my Twitter too early in the morning, but no, I repost everything about Barry. It's a show kind of co-created starring Bill Hader, who was on SNL. People probably remember him from that. Hilarious comedian. But he's taken kind of like a darker turn with this HBO kind of dark comedy drama series called Barry, which he stars as the titular role character, a depressed, low-rent hitman from the Midwest who takes a job in Los Angeles quite reluctantly on sort of an aspiring actor who's his target. And while he's at this kind of acting class run by this man called Jim Cousineau, who's played by the amazing Henry Winkler.
Oh my God, the Fonz.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, he is so good in this. but while he's at this acting class, he discovers this like thespian community that he loves and he wants to be a part of. But obviously he's got the conflict with his, you know, criminal past and his hitman role, and the two kind of clash across, you know, from season one to the last season, which ended last Monday.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It kind of got hidden by Succession because it aired the same time. So a lot of people kind of went under the radar a little bit.
HBO's capping many things.
Yeah. I've got to say, there's been a lot of beloved TV series of the last couple of years ending in the last month. And it's been a stressful time to be a TV fan on Twitter.
I know.
Being like, oh God, spoilers are everywhere.
I know.
This is a show that has crossed my radar so many times and I am still actually yet to see it, but I'm dying to watch it now because I sort of managed to not really understand any of the spoilers, luckily, that I saw online. Yeah. It feels like quite a bonkers show. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it's really, I think the whole premise of it, it's not like really slick John Wick, Charlie's Angels. It's like kind of like a dad, but who's really good at killing people. Like, just kind of a bit like dumb at times.
Yeah,
like
right.
A bit normie, and then he's like, but really got this one skill. But it does, particularly in season four, take this kind of neo-surrealist turn. Like, it gets quite warped, it gets very, very dark. It's kind of man's true nature vibes that, you know, is he gonna kind of give in to who he really is and accept the consequences of his actions? And there's like a lot of violence, obviously, but then there's like these hilarious and kind of sharp, almost satirical critiques of like the entertainment industry. So these two worlds kind of clash constantly, and it does it in like half an hour across, you know, about eight episodes per season. But it's really deft and just really funny, but also dark and a bit kind of Lynchian.
Yeah.
Particularly in the last season, people found it very, very dark.
Bill Hader is one of those people that, you know, people talk about, like, musicians, DJs, he's comedian, you know, people talk about Bill Hader as being this kind of gold standard of dry weirdness.
Yeah.
And does it carry through in the show? Is it very Bill Hader-y in the way it's kind of told?
There's moments, there's like some scenes which I've kind of, when I was rewatching it, I was like, oh yeah, there's like, there's Bill Hader being Bill Hader, but he's like an amazing dramatic actor. I mean, he's co-written it, and then he's also directing all of season four.
Wow.
Like, he just kind of came on, directed a little bit in season one, and he's like an incredible director. He just loves films, and so I think he's the only, you know, when people are like, oh, my TV show's a movie, like each episode, like, I'm like, but he can say it because he's allowed to say it because it actually does kind of complete like a little mini film each episode.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Sounds so good. I also saw quite a lot of people tweeting about what a great person to work with he is, which feels like a nice layer as well. Obviously, sometimes great art is made by terrible people, but he seems like a lovely employer.
Everyone's like, all his cast and crew just kind of praise him for how amazing and lovely he is. And I do notice whenever he's interviewed about Barry, he'll always you know, talk about his above the line and below the line crew, like always by name, always shouting out everyone and, you know, every department. And he just seems like someone who's passionate about film, loves what he's doing. And he's made this thing, which is very, it's very unique, it's very singular. It's kind of had a bit of a cult following. It always kind of went under the radar with Succession and Atlanta as well. But it has, it's so good. I love it.
Ooh, okay.
The last episode's a bit controversial. Some people really hated it.
I was just going to say, we just had a text from someone being like, I've loved Barry, but the last episode was shit. So it feels like it's...
I really liked it. I liked it. I think it just did feel a bit... I was like, this could have been an hour, Bill. Like, we could have... I think it was like, I saw 30 minutes. So I was like, how is he going to wrap this up in 30 minutes?
But I mean, that's what Succession did. They're like, here you go. Here's like nearly a movie's length worth of a final episode. There's lots going on here.
They should have done that. I wish... I think it was a cut a little bit too short, but like, it's still... I think his critiques and his... kind of commentary on there's a lot of kind of political commentary sort of slid in there, but in an interesting and kind of surprising way. I love how every episode is unexpected. I'm like, I don't know where this can go.
Ooh.
But that's great as a viewer because it's not formulaic.
Nice. Okay, this has definitely convinced me to watch it because I think it's been compared, it sort of sounds like there aren't really any shows that are like Barry in a way that you can be like, oh, it's this show. But as you said, Atlanta's kind of come up a wee bit in the sort of similar shows playing with weird ideas and genre a wee bit as well.
Yeah, that kind of cross genre thing happening in the episodes. I think the first season came out around the same time there was like season one or two of Atlanta, and I think Hiro Murai, who directs a lot of Atlanta, of Atlanta's episodes, also directed some of season one and two of Barry. And I know Bill Hader's talked about Atlanta being kind of like a similar contemporary reference for him in creating Barry. So, it does do kind of weird, slightly quite surreal things towards the latter half of it. So,
ooh,
I
like
it. Yeah, it's fun.
Where can people watch it, Latia?
Neon.
Neon.
It's on Neon. Yeah, I don't know, 1, 2, 3 movies, but I don't know where else.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure you
Neon
can find it.
Cut that, yeah.
A lot of people love Barry as well. This is getting good texts.
Yeah.
People are very keen on this. Yeah. Also, someone said, I loved the final episode. I thought it was a great wrap up. So, just obviously a polarizing one.
Yeah, I think it was just a bit much on that Monday night. It was like Succession. Then I kind of went in home and watched Barry.
Oh, God.
And I was like, but much for my brain to handle.
A lot going on there. Hey, Latia, thank you so much for coming in, bringing Barry as a recommendation this week. I'll definitely be checking it out. Keep those texts coming as well. If you've seen it or if you did like it, 5395. We would love to hear from you. Thanks, Latia. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. See you.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.